Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
Have you asked him why he broke up with you? You can ask people what they're thinking. This is a kind of a key element of life.
Something crazy that you did not know. Life hack for you. Ask people what they're thinking.
You should give him a call and be like, hey, this is really bothering me. Why did you break up with me? And then he's like, oh, it's because I broke my foot, you know, or something. Who knows?
I'm just really busy at work right now.
I got a lot of problems. I ran out of toilet paper. You know, it could be anything. So if you really want to know, I would ask him. Otherwise, you're just going to be sitting there contemplating it forever and it's going to frustrate you and bother you. So if it's really going to upset you, just call him. And if you think you can get over it without calling him, then just move on. It's fine.
I know it hurts. I'm sorry. All right. You came to the right place, you ding dong. It's called communication, baby.
Welcome to The Crunch, the only podcast hosted by Red from Shawshank Redemption. Andy Dufresne was a good friend of mine in the prison yard. And when those ladies sang, when he played the opera music, oh, we all stood there and we watched the ladies sing. But I think that Andy Dufresne really did kill his wife. And I'm... And I chose to be friends with him in Mexico anyway. Andy Dufresne. Yep.
And I'm Patrick.
You're probably wondering how I ended up in here.
Yep, that's me.
It's as easy as I'm Morgan Freeman. You could say that I know how to procure things.
Shawshank
you need a
Redemption
rock hammer. You need a picture of a lady. I'll get that for you.
Are you ready to start?
Jim Carrey wants to be God now. Oh, Steve Carell.
That's a different movie.
I'm going to run a syndicate of assassins.
That's the same movie. God in that movie runs a syndicate of assassins.
Well, Morgan Freeman.
Isn't it crazy that Morgan Freeman and Whoopi Goldberg have both played God?
It's great. We should start calling her Whoop. I'm sure people call her Whoop, but it's like Whoop Gold.
Whoop WG.
WG, Whoopi Goldberg. She's not Jewish.
WGB. Anyway. Welcome
this is a podcast where we give dating advice. I'm sorry.
This is a podcast about dating advice, not a podcast starring.
I was looking at all these pictures of Morgan Freeman, MorganFreemanMovieQuotes.com, and here's one. You measure yourself by the people. I'm in the bucket list with Robert De Niro. All right, let's start the podcast.
All right.
We give dating advice to young, hot singles in your area. Click here now.
If you want to get some dating advice, go to bit.ly/crunchdiscord, pop a question in the dating corner, and we will answer it. And I have a sad question from Claire. Are you ready for the sad question?
Yes, give your problems to Steve Carell.
Your Morgan Freeman has some Yoda elements.
It has a little, it's like Yoda, Morgan Freeman, and Hannibal Lecter had like a triple baby.
Yeah, a triple baby. never mind. I can't repeat the cut clip from last time.
You cannot.
Please,
Buffalo Bill.
Please cut that. I need
Buffalo
that
Bill
cut.
Is the one that you seek, the murderer. I'm going to nibble a man's ear off. Favanti. All right, can we go? I'm ready.
From Claire, I have a friendship question.
Yeah.
If that's okay to put in here.
Sure.
People talk about their...
We have a friendship question right now, you and me.
it's a tough evening. I have a handful of friends from high school who will not let our friendship die. Oh man, I've seen them a couple of times a year during my time home from college, but I just graduated. I'm worried they'll reach out again. They're not Catholic or even remotely Christian. They talk about things that make me uncomfortable, not malicious, and I don't think they want me to feel awkward, but they're just immersed in TV, video games, and fandom junk, and I've run away from all of that since high school. The worst of it was last year, New Year's Eve, when we all gave PowerPoint presentations for fun. That is fun. But all but one of the topics talked about were anime boys, fandom moments, how gay each Stardew Valley character is in detail.
Okay, that's kind of funny. I like that
one. Like speculation on sexual acts done by each character.
I think it's funny just like pick a character just like based on vibes. Like he's a 6 out of 10. Like that's funny.
6 out of 10.
But to go that in depth is a little weird.
I felt kind of sick afterward, but they genuinely wanted to see me. I don't understand why. It breaks my heart. It breaks my heart to think this might be the best friendships they have. I know that they know my beliefs. But more awkwardness comes in because I have one friend from childhood who I still see regularly and I want to continue my friendship with. She's friends with them. Patrick talked about friendships fizzling out on the podcast today, and I'm convinced that it's impossible. Or maybe it just happens to men more than women. I know that might be true.
Men love to fizzle. There's nothing a guy loves more than like just never seeing another guy again. You know,
I saw a meme that kind of captures it. It was a girl who was like, "You got engaged 2 days ago and you didn't tell me our friendship is over." And it was like two guys like, "Hey, bro, I haven't seen you in 10 years. I totally forgot to tell you I got married. I haven't seen you in 3 days. I totally forgot to tell you I got married."
But it's like, congrats, I got married 5 years. Like, I've been married for 3 years and I've known you for a year. Like, and they just won't know that about each other.
It's the same two sides of the same coin. I could know you for 10 years and you didn't know that I got married a year ago, or you've known me for 1 year and I didn't tell you I got married 10 years ago.
It's true.
That's funny. It might just be a guy thing. I don't know. I know every person is different. What do I do? Honestly, I think the problem is I can't stand the idea of someone thinking I don't like them. All right, let's talk about that. That seems to be the problem.
Yeah. Is that the whole question?
Yeah, that's the whole question.
What do I do? I think you don't have to be friends with anyone you don't want to be friends with. All friendship is really at the end of the day, like who you're spending time with. And if you're like not enjoying the time that's being spent with people, regardless of what the label is, because I think we get all tied up at like, oh, this is my best friend because I spend the most time with them, or these are my good friends because we all spend time together in a group and this, you know, but it's like, who do you want to spend time with? How do you want to spend your time? You only get $24 a day, as they say. Mm-hmm. And how are you going to spend them? So if you're like, you don't want to spend time with people, you don't have to. And you don't even have to provide a reason. You can even tell your friend like, "Hey, I want to keep being your friend, but this group of people makes me uncomfortable and I don't want to go to those hangouts anymore." When I was in college and my high school French group wouldn't go away, I just left the group chat. And it was GroupMe back then, so you could just see Ethan left the group chat and they stopped inviting me to things. So it worked.
There you go.
But I did have to reconnect with a guy years later, and he was like, "Dude, why did you do that?" And I was like, "You guys were talking about sex and drugs in the GC, and I wasn't into that. Like, I didn't want to live that way." He's like, "Oh, I thought it's because you thought that you were better than us." And I was like, "No, it's just like, you guys were doing stuff I didn't want to do."
Yeah, I wanted to be better than you. It's like,
and it worked. You could leave the GC. That's an easy one. That's a pretty clear signal. You could block everyone's number, which I don't recommend, but you could do. Or you could just have a conversation. Or just keep turning them down until they stop inviting you.
Yeah, I am actually a super big fan of not friend breaking up with people.
That is true. It is a little weird. It makes sense for the one friend. Like, say, "I like being friends with you. I just don't feel comfortable in this group. Please don't invite me to these things, but I still like you."
Yes. That's an important conversation to have, because it's like, "Hey, just letting you know. This is important. I don't know, but don't tell them. Like, please don't tell them. I don't want it to be weird." You know, like, don't friend break up with people. I've had friends friend break up with me. Phoebe had a friend break up with her. It's just weird.
It is weird.
It's like, it's always over text, and it's like, that's not how friendship works. It comes and goes and we move and it's fine. But it's I don't recommend friend breakup, but yeah, have a conversation with the one friend. I think you'll be fine. All right.
Yeah, this is good. This is normal. You're normal. And people like you. And it's not, and nobody cares what everyone says about you. But we're all talking about it right now, though.
Wise wizards of dating advice. How problematic is it if the girl I've been going out with is a pothead? Is she willing to quit? Says Ethan, too. She'd stop when pregnant. She said she would only take edibles if she had kids. To be honest, I'm about 50-50 on whether this is a sin. She's not Catholic. She's Protestant, who occasionally reads her Bible, doesn't attend Sunday service, says she wants to get married, she wants to be religious and raise her kids. The smell of weed appalls me. If she was only taking edibles, I probably wouldn't mind as much. I would just still feel uncomfortable.
I don't know. Like, do you like weed?
Only date her if you like weed.
Yeah, only date. If you're a pothead, this is easy. Problem solved. I think it's strange to be like, I'm not going to smoke weed when I'm pregnant. I'm going to have edibles when I have kids who depend on me.
Yeah, it's
like,
it's
like a weird thing to say. Like, I'm not going to do drugs again until I have children living in my house that need me for stuff.
The only two substances you should be doing are alcohol and cigarettes, and here's why. The people who are addicted to alcohol and cigarettes, they tell you don't do it. They're like, yeah, man, don't smoke. It's awful. You know, like, dude, like, you know, I'm an alcoholic. You should probably avoid that stuff. People who do weed, they want you to smoke weed with them.
They need someone to be miserable with.
They need you. They need you to do it.
The cigarette is enough company on its own to stand alone. But you can't smoke weed alone and be happy, right? You can smoke alone and be happy, like a cigarette. And I think that means a lot, you know?
Yeah. So you got to, if you should not date this woman unless you are prepared to lie to a doctor and tell them you're anxious and need weed.
Yeah, I sound like I've been smoking weed and also cigarettes. I just was sick last week and I'm having to talk for like 2 hours straight. Mm-hmm. And we got the AC on, so we got the air very dry. I promise I'm fine. I would not date someone who smoked weed. That just would not be something that I would do.
It's not a good call. The smell of weed is awful. It's the worst thing ever. It smells like a skunk.
I don't like how weed smells. I don't like how
it's everywhere now.
My wife came to me one day and she was like, I'm going to take an edible today while I'm parenting. it's just such a bizarre. I'd be like, no, I'll stay home. Yeah. I'll quit. You go work. You do edibles at work and I'll stay at home and I'll be sober.
Yeah, I'm sure you can get edibles done while at work. Oh my gosh. All right.
A lot of people do it.
Yeah. I was off the Discord for a minute, and I like kind of briefly saw that KR is back.
The Discord. She was texting me today. She texted me. She's like, "I want to come on the pod," and I was like, "Yeah, you know, you can come on the pod sometime." And then I stopped responding because I'm a married man and I don't text women. And because she sent me an emoji, I was like, "I'm not going to respond to a woman who's just sending me an emoji. That's not my wife."
I'm gonna respond to emojis now. She texted me again. Two people, my wife and my dad.
And she sent me another text today and it said, "Yo, bro, if you're serious about having me on the podcast, I have a podcast mic just to let you know." She wants to be on the pod. She wants to do a dating episode with us to talk about discernment and relationships and such.
I think that would be a good idea.
I think it would be good. And she could tell us about her new beau, you know?
Yeah, her new fella. Urgent question, a quick turn of events. I downloaded a dating app. Follow-up question, what do you do if you start sending memes to each other and you're sending wholesome dog memes and he's sending distasteful memes? How do you be like, nope?
Dude, these memes are distasteful, bro. These memes are...
distasteful memes.
These memes are straight distasteful, brother.
I remember when all the meme pages were like blank memes for blank teens.
Yeah.
That was a good couple of years.
Yeah. what's the question? She's sending it, so she's trying to not get distasteful memes.
She's getting some absolutely devious licks
some diabolical tomfoolery is happening in the chat.
Yeah, she's getting She's sending like this heckin' pupper gets 11 out of 10 paws up, and he's like, he sent her the Mario meme.
The Mario meme is not bad. It's a great. Hold on, I'm gonna drink this.
Real quick. I think if you're hanging out with nuns for a year and then you get that meme, you're like a little freaked out. Whoa.
Yeah.
That was impressive.
Oh, that feels so much better. Wow.
Someone was like, you got to drink a gallon of water a day. And someone was like, the only correct way to drink water is drink one glass in 0.52 seconds and then fill it up immediately after and sip on that one for the rest of the night. And I was like, that is how I drink water.
That is 100% correct.
Hey, thank you for listening to this episode of The Crunch. Sorry to interrupt what I'm sure is a stimulating intellectual conversation, but I wanted to pause the episode real quick to let you hear from some of our sponsors. We will be back right after this.
I just got out of a cold shower, and boy, are my arms tired.
I just got out of prison. And I need something to get my spiritual life back on track.
Speaking of prison, thank you to Exodus 90 for sponsoring this episode of our podcast. If you've done Exodus 90, you might have felt like you were in a prison of not being able to watch television. But Exodus 90 is more than sacrifices and cold showers and asceticism.
Yes.
Exodus 90 has an app of reflection and prayer for you to use throughout the year.
Yes.
That you might not be aware of. It's at exodus90.com/thecrunch. Say yes. That first, but then you can talk.
No, exodus90.com/thecrunch is the place to go. Instead of being, you know, in jail, not having snacks because I didn't have enough money in my commissary, I am now not eating snacks because of Exodus 90. Exodus90.com/crunch is the place to be. And this month, they're doing a special course in anticipation of the National Eucharistic Congress, special course on the Eucharist that you can get. If you go to exodus90.com/crunch, you get 14-day free trial. And you can go deeper as we as a nation prepare for the National Eucharistic Congress. It's a big ticket item, but Exodus 90's got some really, really great stuff on there about the Eucharist that you're going to want to see. Exodus90.com/thecrunch for the 14-day trial. Patrick, you've been liking what they've been doing.
I've been liking what they put out. I knew about this app a while ago before they sponsored the podcast. I used it when I did Exodus 90, and I can highly recommend it. So Exodus90.com/thecrunch, 14-day free trial. Thank you, Exodus 90, for sponsoring this episode of The Crunch.
Do it now, or else my prison sentence was in vain. Patrick, you're always talking about how you're reading books.
I'm protesting. I'm not reading books anymore.
You're not reading books anymore?
No, you need to convince me to read a book. I don't want to read books anymore.
I need to convince my friends to read a book?
I don't want to read books anymore. I want to watch television and sit
on the couch. I'm going to use pathos here and appeal to your emotions because you're my friend. Yes. Today, I started reading Alec Mauley's Out of Sons, a wonderful fictional tale about two brothers that go on a journey to rekindle some love, maybe have an adventure, maybe find out what brotherhood is actually about. I was reading it, first of all, because the author's a friend of mine, he sponsors the show. But then as I got about 20 pages into it, I was like, hold on a minute. My guy, who's a friend of mine from college, actually wrote a pretty compelling book.
Dang.
I know. I was like, shoot, this is good. He gets a lot of stuff right about what it's like to be a guy, about what it's like to be growing up in a world where a desk job feels like the only choice. Or if you're not doing that, then you're basically working as a lawn care person for the rest of your life. Like these two young men that are just wrestling with like, how do I live my life? How do I not let down my dad? How do I be a good person whenever it's so easy to not be a good person? I really think you'd like the book, and I think you should read it.
Well, I'm convinced. I know I'm doing like a bit, but every time you talk about, for some reason, Alec, the book is not getting to my house. Please send, you're torturing me. I'm hearing about this book, and I'm like, honestly, I'm just going to go buy it. That's actually, I've decided I'm just going to buy it.
You should.
Because first of all, I'm telling everyone else to do it, so I should probably do it myself. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I'm going to go buy this book. You should all do it too. Out of Sons by Alec Mauley. It is out on Amazon now. Go check it out.
I read half of the book in one sitting today.
Wow, so is that good?
I'm not joking. So everybody, get the book, read it. Out of Sons by Alec Mauley. Get it on Amazon. Link is in the bio. I think you just have to keep overwhelming him with like heckin' cute puppo, you know, memes. Yeah. This is what my wife does. I never send my wife anything distasteful because over time, I've shown her things that I think, like, I'll laugh at something. And she'll be like, what are you laughing at? And I'll show her this, like, a meme of Peter Griffin dancing to, like, something inappropriate. And then it's just, you know, it's, like, loud and obnoxious. I'm like, look at this. This is funny. It's making me laugh. It's Peter Griffin. And she's like, here's a picture. Here's a video of a baby eating a snack. And I'm like, all right. We're just nice. We're on different timelines here. So I'm going to not show you any more of these. And I'm just going to watch yours. And we'll share yours. And I'll keep mine over here. And it just happened over time. Like, at the beginning, I was like, you've got to like these because these are funny. And then I realized she doesn't need
it. I'm connected to these on a personal level.
My wife will never see Dracula Flow 5. Ever. She will not know it exists. Because she doesn't need to see it. You know? It's not for her. It is for me. And that's okay. So the answer is, over time, as he gets to know you better, he'll probably learn what to send you. And it will probably be things that ride the line but aren't, you know. That's the joy of having a wife that's sensitive, you know.
Nothing takes the wind out of a guy's sails by you just being like, I don't get it.
Oh.
Just respond that you don't get it.
Yeah, that's true.
And then he has to explain it or just be like, ah, never mind. And he'll just move on.
It's funny because Mario had a big dumper in this game, but he doesn't have a big dumper in the other
game. Look at what they took from us. And then the girl from Ratatouille is like gonna smack his big dumper.
Yeah, because Mario's got a big butt in one of the games. Yeah. And it's funny.
I do like that the Oops Wrong Discord has become kind of like a meme in the Speakeasy group chat. If you want to know what we're talking about, patreon.com/thecrunch.
We have a Speakeasy chat for our patrons on Discord if you like what we do. Let's do another question. I'm running low on fumes, so we need to speed up the show.
Look at the Speakeasy and look at the memes. Look at the right memes now? In the Speakeasy. It's the one that's like Riley's like, I got a new emotion, and it's just, hi, I'm racism.
That was pretty funny.
That was my favorite. What about did you like the one that I posted with Black Dave Ramsey? All right, we're gonna move on.
Yeah, I did see Black Dave Ramsey.
Black Dave Ramsey. Oh man. Anyway.
Let's do another question.
All right, back to the topics. All right.
Yep.
So I've hit my second wind. From Curious Tortoise Shell, can someone please decode the mind of a 23-year-old male?
No.
I, a 28-year-old female, attended a diocesan singles event a few months ago. Over the course of a few weeks, I met a young man who had the three C's. What do you think they are? I know what they are.
Catholic?
Yep, easy.
Catechize? No?
No.
Is that not it? Oh. Catholic? Caffeinated?
It. No.
Catholic, Christian? Coptic?
Yeah, he's a Coptic Catholic Christian.
No, it's probably cute, something else.
Cute,
oh, caring.
And conversational.
Oh, exactly. He's boring.
That's all they want.
That,
even better, he likes me too.
Hmm.
He seemed to. We hung out in a group setting a few times. He asked me out on a date. I was nervous about the age gap. They're 5 years apart. But I decided telling him no to subsequent dates would make the decision out of fear. No, whatever. She went with him. So when he asked me to be his girlfriend on our third date, I said yes. After all, I like his personality. We seemed to have several common values. After a week, we DTR'd. I went out of town. While I was gone, we chatted over the phone. All seemed well. I got back. He came to a joint birthday party with my roommate and I. He met my friends and family. Then 4 days later, he broke up with me. What was he thinking? Why did he come to the party and meet everyone? Was that too much too soon? I know the timeline was hard, but why does a guy ask a girl to go steady and then break up 2 weeks later? Do you know?
No. I mean,
I've never been in a relationship that...
How old is this girl?
It's a five-year age gap?
She's 28 and he's 23. He probably got freaked out. He probably was like, I'm in a relationship with a 28-year-old.
That's not that. Yeah, it's a pretty big age gap, actually.
It is. I mean, I don't know. When I was 23, I think I went on a date with a 27-year-old. And even then, I was like, we're kind of different places, you know?
Yeah. Because you're like a new adult and they're like an old adult.
Yeah. And they're, yeah. It's like, I'm just imagining dating a 23-year-old now. Granted, my life is very different now than if I was single and 28. But it's just, I don't know. Maybe he just got freaked out by that. Maybe I don't think there's anything deeper to it. It's probably just he decided that he wanted to do something else. You know, it probably had nothing to do with you. It was probably like, I don't know if this is the thing that I want to be doing right now at this moment.
Or better or for worse, it is more acceptable for a 28-year-old man to date a 23-year-old woman.
Yeah, that's fair.
From my perspective.
Mm-hmm. I don't think you did anything wrong. And I don't think the relationship was wrong. I just think that maybe, yeah, I don't know what this guy was thinking. We've only seen your side of the story and we don't really know much about, cause he didn't say
have him right in.
Yeah. Have you asked him why he broke up with you? You can ask people what they're thinking. This is a kind of a key element of life.
Something crazy that you did not know. Life hack for you. Ask people what they're thinking.
You should give him a call and be like, hey, this is really bothering me. Why did you break up with me? And then he's like, oh, it's because I broke my foot, you know, or something. Who knows?
I'm just really busy at work right now.
I got a lot of problems. I ran out of toilet paper. You know, it could be anything. So if you really want to know, I would ask him. Otherwise, you're just going to be sitting there contemplating it forever, and it's going to frustrate you and bother you. So if it's really going to upset you, just call him. And if you think you can get over it without calling him, then just move on. It's fine. Short relationships happen. I wouldn't read into it too much. It was just kind of maybe a wrong place, wrong time kind of thing.
Yeah. Yeah, sorry that happened to you.
That does stink. That's not good. That's no fun. Especially the party, like introducing him to everybody and then being like, oh, he broke up with me.
He broke up with me. Weird. He's gone
it's,
now.
It's the suddenness of it makes me think that it's not you. It was probably something else.
Yeah. You know? Unless you're leaving something out.
Right. Unless you're leaving something out and you got full body plastic surgery in between when the party and like the next time he saw you. I got a Brazilian butt lift on my face and we're still dating now, right?
So they dated for, they were on, got a Brazilian cheek lift, but up nice. Here, I didn't specify which cheek. So they went on 3 dates. They knew each other for about a month. He asked her to be his girlfriend. They DTR'd. Oh, a week after that, she went out of town, chatted on the phone. All was well. I went back, came to a party. Oh, so they broke up like 2 weeks. Yeah, they broke up like 2 weeks later. It sounds like he may have just rushed into things and was like having buyer's remorse.
Yes.
Sorry to say it like that, but like that's.
You are a product that he purchased that he wanted to take back to the store. And Patrick Nevy said that. The race car driver.
The race car driver. The bodybuilder. The race car driver is dead. Bodybuilder is still alive. We're friends on Facebook.
You imagine if you became a bodybuilder and a race car driver.
Dude, that's what I should do. Holy cow. It is what you should do. And what if I became Belgian? It was so funny because like Patrick Nevy is a bodybuilder. Pat Nevy is a bodybuilder. Mr. Universe, 1970 something. And I knew about this guy and I used him as a joke all the time. When I did stand-up comedy, I used to have people Google me. And I'd be like, that's what I used to look like.
That's funny.
But it was like, I use this as a joke all the time. And then all of a sudden, halfway through college, I get a DM on Facebook from Pat Nevy, the bodybuilder, who was just going through Pat Nevy's on Facebook and DMing them. And he was like, hey, we have the same name. I'm like, dude, I know who you are. What are you why are you
it's
doing this?
So
you're
funny.
The most, I've Googled all of us. You're the most famous one.
It's literally the meme of like this super jacked guy typing on the computer, you know?
Like, I've looked up all the Pat Nevys. There's the race car driver. There's the internet marketer who has patricknevy.com, by the way, or at least did, and then the Chinese took it, and now it's not a good site. Don't go to that. Ew. Go to patnevy.com. And then there's me, and I'm slowly overtaking the bodybuilder because I am younger and sexier.
I think it'd be funny if you just had to do whatever job your namesakes did, like in Days of Yore. You know what I mean?
My last name doesn't have a namesake. My last name is only like a couple generations old.
Kid named Adolf. Freaks out. It's like, no, bro. I'm not gonna follow my name 6 foot subs. I think there's no Ethan Stevies. I think I'm the only one ever, actually.
I don't think that's true.
So I don't think that Ethan is a name. Nobody was named Ethan until me, first of all. And second of all, the Stevie line in Lower Saxony.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think there were many Ethans rocking around over there. So
I know another Stevie.
Yeah, I know several. What is this, a competition?
No, I mean like another non-related to you,
Steve. I'm in a house with two of them right now. Freaking.
let me go get
them. Step up. Let me go list out my Stevies that I've got.
I got a lot of Stevies.
I got Stevies. If I go to S on my phone, bro, you'll
bro,
see something.
You're not even gonna believe it. Are your contacts sorted by last name?
Yeah, I'm not a crazy person.
Dude, that's weird. It's weird to have them sorted by last name. Hi, everyone. I need assistance. A secular guy has slid into my DMs. He's a friend of a friend. That's absolutely wild. There's two Caitlin Stevies.
Yeah, it's the same number twice.
Nice.
Sheesh.
That's what happens when you import your contacts from your flip phone. A secular guy has slid into my DMs. He's a friend of a friend. I'm not sure how I feel about this, but it's clear he is eager to chat. How does one navigate this as a Catholic?
Go on a date with him. Next question.
No, I was like, I actually went the opposite way. I was like, yeah, just don't talk to him.
Oh, does she not like him? Does she not think he's cute?
A secular guy has slid into my DMs, friend of a friend. I'm not sure how I feel about it. It's clear he wants to chat with me. How do I navigate this? Just don't talk to him.
Yeah, dude, if you don't want to talk to him, don't talk to
him. And if you're like, oh, man, I did want to talk, then talk to him. I'm not your dad.
Yeah. It's so funny to call someone a secular guy.
Secular guy.
Yeah. It's like material girl.
In a secular world. Yeah. And I am a secular girl.
It's literally material girl and secular guy. Both.
I'm a secular girl.
Yeah. I don't know. What do you want to do? It's like you're asking us, my Gen X coworkers. Yeah.
Sorry, on the material girl thing. Gen X coworkers who grew up with Madonna were like so confused when their Gen Z daughter was like, I'm a material girl. And my coworker Dina was like, how do you know that song? Like, what are you listening to Madonna for? And they're like,
it's insane.
Like,
it's insane that Gen X people are like, how do you know that song when their generation of music is the only freaking thing that's been played on repeat for the last 45 years? No, 70s music doesn't get played on repeat. 90s mm-hmm. music doesn't get played on repeat. It's just 80s music. All the time.
Well,
forever.
I mean, but like Gen Z doesn't listen to the radio, you know?
Yes, but you hear it through things. You watch movies.
That's
you go
fair.
To you go to park. You hear it on radio from mm-hmm. local man. Mm-hmm. And
it was
you
also
hear
a psyop because Barbie was coming out.
Barbo.
And so they were doing Barbo. Tony Spork.
Tony Spork and Barbo and new Mattel adventure.
Lammenheimer.
Hey, what about? Never mind.
Atomic bomb.
And I got mixed in my own mind just then. Like I was gonna say, we gotta end the podcast.
All right,
I'm losing. I'm losing. I can feel my
Exodus
brain leaking 90. Out of my ears.
Thank you to Exodus 90 for sponsoring this episode of the Crunch Podcast. Check out Exodus 90 / the Crunch. And you'll get, I think you get a free trial of, you'll get a week free of Exodus 90
yep.
and it'll be good for you. And then, also thank you to Out of Sons.
Yes.
Author name one more
by
time.
By Alec Molly. Alec Molly.
Alec Molly. Go check it out. The last name. Alec Molly, yes. Out of Sons. Great book.
It's actually really great good. You'll hear about it. If you didn't hear it in the ad, I talk about it in the ad and it's, I really am loving the book. I think it's awesome. I think everyone should go and read it. Yes. Get it. If you have a guy in your life, get that book. We'll talk
yes.
about it.
We'll talk about it later.
Yeah.
Talk about it more. And that is all. Unless we have another sponsor. They haven't sent us in the last couple minutes. They haven't sent us the paperwork. All right. We're good.
Nope.
Guys, we're like a real podcast now.
Patrick, do you have anything else for the people?
I'm in the club listening to the Brown Note.
Thank you all for listening. Please pray for us. We'll be praying for you, and we'll see you all next time.